It is a misconnection Wednesday here on IXX, brought to you by OptiVision. Or LASIK's $13.50 regardless of your prescription. Call them today, 1-800-20-HAPPY. It's OptiVision. Let's get right to it, shall we?
Bicycle rides.
Oh, yes.
As the spring approaches, I miss the rides we took most of all. Thousands of miles into the country. I never got a chance to say I was sorry. I took 3 months of hell out on you while trying to learn how to lean on someone else. Big mistake. Cost me the only thing I ever wanted. This year, I hope you at least think of me a little on those bike rides and smile once or twice. Thousands of miles you rode into the country every spring.
Yeah.
Man. Must have legs like tree trunks.
Who's got the time?
I don't know.
Oshkosh Tilted Kilt. I miss you, Danny, Sam, Deidre, Megan, Stephanie, Mel, and Marshall. Especially you eight women. You made my tilted guilt special just by talking to me and keeping me company. I really wanted to kiss each of your abs and chests because you all have such cute ones. I know, not right. Good luck to you all, smiley face. Should you ever get bored, let me know here. John from OTC.
Oh my goodness. All right.
Redhead on bus 11 that got of into pier at 6:45 a.m. today. Trying to get a hold of Redhead that got on bus 11 at Metro Station and got off at Shop Coal into pier at 6:45 this morning. I got... It just stops.
That's it?
I got...
Oh, that's unfortunate.
No. Oh, I always hit send before I'm done.
No, somebody walked in while I was right in the middle of that little thing. Yeah. All right.
Person looking for server. I am seeking a server I talked to tonight. You are tall and I am not. You are a guy and I am a girl. You are Zach and I am Carrie.
All right. It's Misconnection Wednesday on IXX, brought to you by OptiVision.
UWO.
Uh-oh.
This semester is the first time we've had a class together since a few at UW Fox Valley. And I have to say, you're still as beautiful as I remembered you being. Back then you had a boyfriend. Not sure if you still do, but I figured since I'm too damn shy to actually say something to you in class, I'd at least give it a shot here. Not too many women go into philosophy, but I think it's cool that you are. Paired with your English major, it should turn out well for you. That should be enough detail so you know who you are. And, so you know who I am, ... I'm the prior military hunter, been rocking a beard of some sort since our last semester at Fox Valley together. So. Even though we sit next to each other, I can't say anything.
I cannot say a word.
Reddish colored hair woman.
Reddish.
I seen you walking down Main Street, Odoe, this Saturday, 3:22, and you waved. I want to say you are beautiful. If you read this, what color vehicle was I in?
So you're driving by, you spotted her, and she was supposed to remember the vehicle
yes,
you were in.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Pretty girl at Rogan's Shoes? I came in there, Rogan's Shoes, today. 3:24:14, and bought something that you were the cashier that helped me. I wouldn't normally do this, but I could not help noticing the way our eyes locked. As I walked out, I looked back and saw you looking at me again. So here I am, LOL. I think you are very pretty, and I wouldn't mind having a new person in my life to get to know. Smiley? Who knows if you'll see this, but I hope you do. My receipt says your name starts with an A, but I'm not sure if that's accurate, LOL. I think you had blonde hair, but I'm not positive. Feel free to respond if this
is
you.
I'm not positive.
And think it is you. Tell me what I looked like and or what I bought, and maybe we can talk. I'm not looking for anything more than casual conversation to get to know each other for, you know, now. So no worries, smiley LOL. Well, I hope to hear from you soon. From that one guy.
Tell me what I bought. Let's see. That's probably one of 95 transactions that day.
Shoes?
Yeah. This guy's not even sure where he was. Rogan's shoes? Question mark? I think you had blonde hair.
Right.
I was really into you.
I'm a real attention to detail kind of a guy. Yeah.
Love when I get to see you.
Oh, yeah.
On those certain days, I get to see you. I know you won't see this, or maybe you will, but won't think it's about you. Either way, I still want to share this feeling I get and have when I see you. I know you may think it's weird when I look at you this way, but I can't help it, and I don't find it that weird myself when I get to see what makes my day. I get nervous and excited at the same time. I think I hide it quite well. Maybe it shows. You're beautiful and stunning. I love it when you smile and laugh at my little stupid comments. I know we are both in relationships, but I still can't help feeling lost and crushed. I hate when you have to leave, but I know hopefully maybe I will see you again soon. If you see this and know it's about you and you have some feelings about me, even if they're not the same feelings, let me know. Either way, I will not be offended, nor will I act differently or make it weird seeing you. Tickets me the word yes for the same feelings you know if you feel otherwise and don't want me to bring this up again. I know you've had some rough times lately, but that's a sweet guitar you're rocking.
The sweet smell of victory.
Mm.
I don't miss you at all. I never really loved you. Just love the idea of you. You are not this saint you like to tell people you are. Not even close, but you already know that. You tried to destroy me with your lies, but you failed. Only destroyed your own life in the process. Why did you do this? I'll never know, because you're a coward and couldn't face me. I've become stronger and happier than I knew was possible. I've learned to love myself, because I'm bleeping incredible. And I've learned that I don't need anyone in my life to be happy. I pity your pathetic existence. I pity anyone who has to have you in their life. You will always be the victim in your eyes, so the mental and verbal abuse you inflict on others and me will always be our fault, not yours. Such anger in you. But the thing is, you lost. I won. Victory sure is sweet. Wink.
Nice.
Where did it all go wrong? I wish we hadn't fallen apart. More than anything, I wish we could have a future together. Everything felt so right, and now my hurt and anger slip away from time to time, and I miss you like a drowning man misses air. But I don't think it will ever beat out my fear or trust issues, so I guess we've lost each other for good.
Oh.
Sadly, I'm afraid to hope for anything more, and my heart has already been through too much. I do hope you find some measure of happiness. I still love you. See, I probably always will.
A timely one to close.
All right.
Tall Blonde, 2011. This is a long stretch, but you are a sexy tall blonde. If I remember, you had a star tattoo on your pelvic area, and you worked at the body shop. I came in there quite often. I was in the military. We even hooked up at your place. You lived in an upper, remember? Your car broke down at the mall, and I came to get you. If you happen to see this, contact me. Reply with what branch of the military I was in. I would love to reconnect.
Okay, wait a minute. So they're actually close enough friends to... She called him to pick her up when her car broke down?
At the mall.
And now he has no idea how to get a hold of her?
In 2011.
I'm thinking you're not the only one that went to the upper.
So to speak. You may not be the only guy who knows about that tattoo.
Potentially not.
There are a lot of stars, I'm thinking.
Katie, not everybody's drunk when they write these. You don't have to slur all your words.
Feel free to call in and read them.
That's going to do it. Another
I get a feeling that's the person that wrote that one.
Misconnection Wednesday on
IXX. I don't know. We should start reading texts the way we read misconnections. Katie, not everyone's drunk when they write these. You don't have to slurry all your words, smiley face.
Right to my Op Division. Call 1-800-20-HAPPY today. 754 at WIXX.